Hi. Before we start the last episode of Solo, we just want to say thank you for listening.
We truly hope you enjoy this season and we can't wait to tell you what's next.
So why wait? After this episode, we here at Triple H Media will be taking a month break as we take the time to get the next story ready for you.
So, what is the next story? You're about to find out.
Media production.
The story began 4 years ago.
Amber, is that what I think it is?
Yeah. That's the house from my dreams.
A new and stronger power arrived.
That's it! I've had enough of this! It is time to end this shit!
And the Queen of the Underworld was defeated. Over the years, the new queen matured.
Amber would never—
Amber is not here. Don't you ever belittle me again by the mention of my mother's name.
Your mother died for you.
And a new evil arrives. May 2022, Hillbilly Horror House returns for Season 3, The Redemption. Find us anywhere you listen to your podcast and search for Hillbilly Horror House. You are not ready.
Media production.
For the record, sir, I think you're full of shit.
Say what you want. This is for the good of the country.
Just answer this for me. Are you happy?
I don't follow.
Are you happy with your lying, deceiving, and just generally being an ass?
Look, I meant what I said.
Bullshit! Everything you said you wouldn't do, you just did. In my book, that makes you a liar and a coward.
I'm sorry you feel that way. Perhaps when all this is done, you'll see why I do things the way I do them.
I doubt it.
Styles, you have anything to say?
You don't have to answer him. It's probably a trap anyway.
Actually, he does. Unlike you, he is still active.
No. It's okay. No, sir. I have nothing to say.
Good. If no one else has anything to say, I'll walk you both to where the prisoner is.
What? Now?
There's no better time than now.
But I haven't even had time to prepare myself mentally. I don't even have tools.
You can prepare yourself on the walk. Don't worry about the tools. That has been taken care of. Now, let's move.
Gunner, I don't get it.
What?
This? All of this? Why are you so against this?
Look, I know you have no clue what's going on. But trust me, you're about to see things you're going to wish you have never seen.
I'm not going to like this, am I?
No.
That's enough chit-chat, gentlemen. We're just about there.
I said, not very secure.
No, it's not. But it is much easier to soundproof.
Soundproof? Why the hell would you need...
Because there's going to be a lot of screaming.
I can't have Dr. Scream scaring everyone around here now, can I?
You stupid son of a bitch!
I suggest you stop right there before we both do something stupid. The world has been destroyed. You can only depend on yourself. You survive by yourself. You survive solo.
Sir, what the hell?
It doesn't have to be this way.
Whatever you say, you're the one holding the gun.
There. See?
You pull that shit again and I will personally show you why they call me the most dangerous man in the armed forces.
I have no intentions on finding out, but you forced me to do that. You're a loose cannon, and loose cannons are a threat.
You have no idea.
Gunner, you're just proving his point. Calm down.
You might want to listen to the kid. At least somebody's got some sense around here. That's better. Now, with any further ado, shall we get started? Is there a problem?
No.
Good. Now, I'm sure you'll recognize that tool bag over there. The one on the table.
It can't be. My old tool bag. How?
It was government property. It was put in storage. Ah, here we are. Good afternoon, traitor.
Perhaps you should remove his gag.
Nah. That just takes all the fun out of it. But once you get started, feel free.
I guess we need to get started. Any certain information you're looking for?
Yes. Who's responsible for destroying our world and why? And second, how does he want to die? You have no idea what a treat you're in for, do you? Do you know who this is?
This is a master of his trade. He's the only one at his level. I want you to meet Dr. Scream.
Dr. Scream? No!
Oh, I see you know the name. Your reputation precedes you, Michael. It is truly going to be an honor to watch this.
You're not watching shit.
Ah, but that's where you're wrong.
I've given in to all your lies, but this is something I will never cave on. This is not entertainment, and I refuse to have anyone here watching. Now, if you don't like that, you can shove it up your ass and I'm walking out.
Fine, but I'll be close by. I have no doubt. I'll leave you to it.
Good luck, Gunner. I'll see you soon.
Not you, Styles. Good try.
Hey, I had to try, you know, sir?
Let the guards outside know when you extracted the information.
Yeah, now just get the fuck out of here.
Hey, sir. Please, you know what I'm going on. You don't have to do this, please.
Are you really going to go through with this?
I don't think I have a choice. But I will admit, I am curious on who started this.
And you think he knows?
I don't know. But there's only one way to find out. Okay, listen to me good. Here's how this is going to work. You obviously know who I am, so you know what you're in for. Your gag stays in. I don't like having conversations with my victims.
Victims?
And I don't like being interrupted. Go stand over there and keep your mouth shut.
What? You're putting me in timeout? Yeah, I'm just going to go stand right over there.
You won't be using words. I'll be asking you questions, and you'll be answering me yes or no. Do you understand me?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I don't want to do this. Please. Please understand this.
What the hell?
Quiet. I said no words. We're not friends. Now let's try this again. One stump for yes and two stumps for no. Do you understand me? That's better. We'll start with the basics. Are you American? Are you an American soldier? Did you betray your country? I don't appreciate being lied to.
I don't lie to you.
I said no words. Now, I'm going to ask you again. Did you betray your country? All right, fine. We'll come back to that one later, after you learn not to lie. Damn it, look. I honestly don't enjoy this. Well, not anymore. Just tell me what I need to know, and all of this ends. Guys, trust me. You really don't want to go through what's in store for you.
I'd listen to him, man, because I don't want to watch it. Just do all of us a favor and tell us the truth or stump us the truth or whatever. You don't need another punch. Your face is all distorted and shit and ew and bloody.
Are you finished?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Continue with your medieval punishment there, Vlad.
Vlad. That's funny. That was funny, don't you think? What? No sense of humor, huh? Yeah, I guess I wouldn't either. Alright, break time's over. Where were we? Oh yeah. Did you turn your back on your country? Damn. I sure was hoping you had a change of heart. Are you left-handed? So you're right-handed. Good. Give it to me. That wasn't a question. Give me your hand. I don't think you understand. Give me your... Oh, that was a huge mistake. Styles, get over here.
With all due respect, I think I'm good.
I said get over here. Now.
Yep, on my way.
Grab his hand and hold it to the table. Right there.
Why? What are you gonna do?
I'm not going to say it twice. Grab his damn hand. Question time. Do you know why this hammer's tainted red? Do you? Good. Then I'm going to ask you one more time. Did you betray your country?
What the hell? You just broke its finger.
Yes, I did. That's what I do. This is how we keep our family safe.
No, this is not okay. This is not legal.
You'll be surprised what the military does. Now hold his hand down.
I'm sorry, man.
Did you betray your country? Don't lie to me! Fine. New question. Are you working for another country? You're down to two more fingers. Who are you working for? Admit you're a traitor. Do you work for the enemy? Wrong answer!
Stop!
Damn. You're either a tough one or you're telling the truth, but your body language tells me you're still lying. Don't worry. I'm not going to break your last finger.
Oh, thank God.
No. You don't understand. I always have something special for that last finger.
Oh, shit.
Hold him tight. This is the last time I'm asking. Do you work for a foreign country? Fine. Have it your way. You didn't really need this fingernail anyway, did you?
No! Oh, God, no!
Oh, God.
Hold down his hand and puke later.
Come on, man. You can end this. Just tell him the truth.
Did you betray your country? Ha! See? That wasn't so hard. Now, who are you working for? Who did it?
Sir, did you hear that?
Let's check it out. Now, don't you go anywhere.
That was fast. Did you get my information?
Working on it. We heard gunshots.
Yes. This is a military camp. Guns get shot. People practicing.
That doesn't sound like practice.
No, it doesn't. But that's a way out. We don't have any men out that far.
Sir?
It's not our fight. Get back in there and finish the job.
Not our job. Not our fucking job. That could be civilians out there fighting. It's our job to protect them.
That's not target practice.
No, it's not. Come on, help me with him.
Seriously? Now? Don't you think he's had enough?
Yes, I do. Look at my bag. You'll find first aid material in there.
Wait. So you carry a first aid kit in the same bag that you pretty much destroy them with?
I don't kill. Only torture. And trust me, I don't enjoy it.
It sure didn't look like it to me.
You don't understand. You never will.
You got any splints for his fingers?
He doesn't need them. His fingers aren't even broken.
How's that possible? I saw you smash his fingers.
Look at his fingers close. I hit the fingernails. I told you, I didn't want to do this. I didn't want to hurt anyone.
Oh, sure. And, like, you didn't enjoy pulling out his fingernail?
Oh, yeah, well, I got carried away on that one. Old habits are hard to break. Just get them cleaned up. Look, buddy, I don't expect you to forgive me, and I'm not going to ask for it. I don't expect you to understand either. But this is what I do know. I know you are telling the truth. When he's done with you, you can slip out from the back. The panel over there is loose. Run far, run fast. You understand me? All right, sorry. The gag. You understand me?
Yes.
Now go.
Michael, we're under attack. Where the hell did the prisoner go?
He was too small to keep, sir. The legal size is 60 inches.
That's right, sir. Too small. We had to let him go.
You set the prisoner free? Both of you? Stiles, I'll have you court-martialed for this.
In what court? In case you didn't notice, the world and the chain of command as we know it is over. There's no more rules to go by. We are on our own. The only people we can depend on are each other. And you're making it very hard with you acting like a dick and all.
Sir, when was the last time you heard from upper command?
When was the last time you heard from anyone?
We don't have time to talk about this. Grab some weapons and defend the camp.
Sir, we can't fight them off. This horde, it looks massive. We just don't have enough guns.
I think I can help with that, Major, but after this, we're done.
Fine. You have a deal. Just get us through this.
Stiles, get all the working tanks together. Line them up and make sure they have all the shells they can carry.
I'm on it.
That's your plan? Tanks?
Not quite, sir. I need a few strong men. I have a few things I've been working on.
This is the Major. Send me a couple men to the parts tent. They'll meet you there.
Thanks.
Gunner, for all of our sakes, I hope this works.
Me too. If we're all being honest, I don't like you very much.
Go. Oh, wait, Mike. Your daughter.
Save it. We don't have time to talk.
Second class Polly, send a few Bradleys over to help them.
Yes, sir.
Gunner, you're still here. We need whatever you're working on.
Already there. Come on, Stiles. I'm gonna need your help, too.
Sal, do you really have a plan, or are you just bullshitting the Major?
A little bit of both. I've been working on a few things, but I'm gonna need your help to finish them real quick.
So let me get this right. You told the Major you can save all of our lives by using some weapon you've been working on that you haven't really finished yet?
It sounds so wrong when you put it that way.
That's because it's full of crap.
Only if it doesn't work.
And what if it doesn't work? Then what?
I don't know. I haven't had time to plan that far out.
Then you better hope to God we can pull this off.
Well, it's time to find out. We're here.
So, where are these things you've been working on?
Right over here, under those tarps.
What in the holy hell are those?
Do you like them?
Like them? I don't really know what those are, but I think I fell in love.
With my babies, I hope. Otherwise, you just made this weird.
Let's get started. What needs to be done?
Actually, not much. I was just pulling your chain. When you can't sleep at night, you tend to get a lot done when no one's awake to get in your way. Good. The men are here. Let's get these out to the field and see what they can do.
This is gonna be freaking epic! Wait, what about ammo? What do they use?
Ha ha ha! Open that crate. I had to make those myself as well.
Are you kidding me? Are you crazy? You made magazines for 50 calibers?
Damn straight. Two of these, two of us. What do you say? You want to go have some fun?
And save lives too, right?
Oh yeah, well yeah, that too.
Let's go.
Back to back. All right. Three times. When Link comes out, you're good to go. Loaded. Switch it. Safety fire.
Hey, you all set?
Yeah, I think so.
Good. Tell the Bradleys to cease fire.
Armor. Hold your fire.
This better work.
Light him up! Me too, but I think the damage has been done.
Holy Mary, Mother of Jesus Christ. I would call that a pretty damn good success. Corporal, get your men out there. Finish off the rest.
Yes, sir. If anyone can hear me, we're under attack. There's two of us. We're at Ralph's Country Surplus. We need help. Please. Bree, to your left.
Oh, my God. John? John, answer me. This is Michael. Answer me, damn it!
Bree, are you okay?
Yeah. It was close. Any luck on the radio?
What? No.
Here, give it to me.
If it doesn't work for me, why do you think You'll make a difference.
Just... shit! Just give it to me! Dad! Dad! If you can hear me, we need your help. Daddy, I need your...
Sir! They're only a few miles from here. We have to save them.
Sir?
No. They're already dead.
No, they're not. They're right there.
I said no. We barely survived this attack. Our resources are low.
But that's my friend out there, sir. I won't leave him out there to die. Not again.
This conversation is over. Now get those toys of yours back in the shop and get them ready for the next attack.
You stupid son of a bitch! We just saved your ass again! And like last time, you shove it off like useless trash!
What am I supposed to do? Please, tell me. What will you have me do?
You should be thanking us! You should be giving us everything we need to go save those people!
So... you will have me use precious and limited resources on two people.
Yes. Why is that so hard?
Risk the lives of hundreds for two. I can't do that, and I won't.
Fine. We settle this like men.
Gunner.
Trust me, kid.
What are you saying, Michael? Are you saying we go behind the shed and fight it out?
Actually, yes. That's exactly what I'm saying.
You can't be serious.
Dead serious, sir.
All right then, if that's the way you want it. Here's the deal. I beat you. You forget all this nonsense. You forget those two civilians and you reactivate your enlistment.
No, absolutely not. I am not doing that.
What's wrong, Dr. Scream? Afraid you're going to get your ass kicked.
And if I kick your ass?
If you win, you get everything you need for that rescue and the guilty conscience when all those men die from the lack of supplies to defend themselves.
Stiles?
Yes, sir?
Hold my watch.
You're not wearing one.
All right. Yeah, sounded good.
So, we doing this?
The doctor is in.
Everyone listen up. Rank does not matter here. No one is to interfere. Is that clear? Okay, old timer. Are you ready?
Oh, damn.
Pretty good. For a sucker punch.
There's no rules.
Pick him up.
I can get up on my own.
This is way too easy.
This is far from over.
Oh, shit.
Damn radio!
Told you. Bree, look. I think we can make it to the bikes.
What? Are you blind? There's no way.
Well, I'm gonna try.
John, you won't make it. John, damn it!
Crap! Where are they all coming from?
John, get back here! That was stupid!
I know, but I had to try. You get that, right?
You're an idiot. I'm out of ammo.
No, no, no. There's no more in the bag.
Now what?
Here. It has a full mag. I'm empty. Bree!
We're out.
Of what?
Everything.
No, we can't be.
I'm sorry, Bree. I'm sorry.
No, we can't be. Shit.
Wait, I still got my bat.
That's not gonna help.
We're in a bad spot, aren't we?
Yeah, it's not good.
Well, if we're about to die, I have something to say to you.
John, if you're about to tell me you love me...
What? No! I was gonna say it's been great hanging with you, and I'm sorry.
For what?
For everything.
In that case, come here.
Why?
Just come here.
Oh, I must say I did not see that coming.
Well, if we die, we die together.
On the count of three?
We run out there together.
One.
Two.
Three.
Friend of yours?
Hell yeah!
Get to the back of the building! I'll make you a path! Go!
Bree, come on! Hey! Over here! Who are you? Do you really have to ask us that? We're the U.S. kicking ass army!
Get them out of there!
Time to go.
Ladies first.
Go, go, go!
Oh my God, you got hit.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Did you lose many?
Not a single one.
Really? Everyone made it?
Yep, every single one. Well, except for the zombies. And to tell the truth, we have the old man in that helo over there to thank for that.
No kidding. I think we owe him a big thank you as well.
Stiles! Stiles! Did you get those civilians? Did you get there in time?
Dad?
Wait, what?
Oh, shit.
Bree?
Daddy!
Wait, your dad is Brass?
I thought I would never see you again.
Thank God. I thought I lost you.
Are you kidding? I was taught by the best.
That you were.
Hey, guys, sorry to break this up, but here comes the pilot and the guy that saved your asses.
Always saving your ass, aren't I, John?
What the fuck? Gunner?
Long time, long see, kid.
Michael! Holy shit!
You died! You were... How? I saw you die... How?
Okay, Sparky. Calm down before you start humping my leg, huh?
If you two are done, get over here so we can talk.
Major.
Michael. I would like for you to meet my daughter, Bree.
Bree?
Dad?
Ah, shit.
Hey, you know who this is. Man, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you know what? This is it, amigo. Season 2 is over. But you know what? I really hope you enjoy the show. But now, everybody's asking, hey, Gunner, what's Season 3 hold? Well, all I can say is, I guess you just have to wait and see. But what you won't have to wait for is Season 3 of Hillbilly Horror House, which is starting up in just a few quick weeks. But you want to know what you don't have to wait for? Hillbilly Horror House, Season 3. And guess what? Now here's the secret. If you listen and pay attention, there's a connection between the two stories. That's all I'm saying. If I say any more, Tim will kick my ass. But, hey, you know what? If you can't wait for either one, jump on patreon.com/hillbillyhorrorhouse. I hear they got a pretty kick-ass story going on over there. I believe it's called Trapped. It's about a man stuck in the past and in a different dimension at the same time. Damn, poor guy. When it rains, it pours, huh? But yeah, go ahead. Hop over. I'm sure they would love your support. Until then, we'll see you in a few weeks. Now let me go over all this other crap. All scripts and editing were done by Tim Mullins. Bree was played by Sarah Deonatis. Now there's a hottie for you. Thanks for listening. See you soon.